I've traveled far north along the 101 to bear witness to the annual gathering of a rare tribe of North Americans. They are the ex-members of Men's Blue and White, an a cappella group from Pomona College.
Sing a song, let's bring a song, let harmony be true. Come join the crowd, sing long and loud like the Men's Blue and White always do.
They migrate from regions as far away as New York City for this yearly chance to regroup, an attempt to garner free wine from Southern California's vineyards in exchange for song. To understand any ethnographic other, parsing out their means of recognizing kinship may prove valuable, including the rituals that unify the entire organization and offer practiced members a chance to distinguish themselves. Unexpectedly, the most important ritual among Men's Blue and White is the performance of songs a cappella. The first tune breaks out spontaneously in the midst of a massive oatmeal breakfast. Begun by a handful of voices, the sound grows as every man present joins the chorus. As with many subcultures, alcohol plays a role in the bonding rituals of the group. A toast is proposed. This is Skylar Borman, an organizer of the expedition and an alum of the group 3 years removed.
I wanted to bang the Vintner's
daughter. We're revising
history,
you did.
I want to bang the Vintner's daughter. I think my chance isn't over.
To best understand this community as a participant observer, I partook of the intoxicant. While the resulting ethnographic audio captured may suffer in technical terms, it nevertheless offers a great deal of insight into the nature of what unites this disparate bunch of men. It's an unapologetic level of Dionysian joviality and ragtag fraternal revelry, stuffed comically within the well-polished form of rehearsed vocal performance. This is Graham Clark with Annenberg Radio News.